It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. Telecomics is a loosely organized group of technophiles. They call themselves internauts, like astronauts, but instead of exploring space, they're internet adventurers. It's a group like the hacker collective Anonymous, but its members don't crash or deface websites. They use their tech savvy to help others. Peter Fine's affiliated with the group. He says for the past several months, Telecomics has been building ad hoc communication systems all over the Middle East.
We worked with an individual Syrian to help him publish and distribute video of an assault by police officers on a peaceful demonstration, including a video of somebody who was shot and killed. And so that was information we helped him get out and publish safely.
But it's getting more and more difficult to get this kind of information out of Syria. Fine says Telecomics is about to release a report detailing a major upgrade in Syria's online censorship efforts.
There's a variety of different censorship technologies that governments can use. This is gear made by Western companies, largely in the U.S. and Europe, that the Syrians are acquiring on the black market.
There's an annual convention called the ISS World every year in Dubai. It brings together Middle Eastern intelligence officers with companies selling surveillance technology. Jerry Lucas runs it. I asked him, is shutting down the black market in surveillance tech impossible?
The answer is yes, because you can sell for a third party. But there aren't the restrictions for Western European countries selling to Iran, for example, and certain Chinese companies, which is they're growing very, very strong in this area, sell to Iran. There's no lack of vendors that can do business with Iran.
Or Syria, even though the U.S. has trade embargoes on both countries. For his part, Lucas defends his role in the industry.
We don't sell equipment to any country. We don't sell equipment. We provide a venue for vendors to print their products, do training, and the vendors make that decision who they want to sell to. So I mean, it's like somebody who's teaching nuclear physics at a university. And somebody's learning nuclear physics, and they go out and decide to start working on nuclear weapons. I mean, do you feel guilty that you taught that person physics so they can go out and build bombs?
You can read more about Telecomics at marketplacetech.org. You can also sign up for our daily memo there, what you need to know about tech delivered straight to your inbox. Ben Kuchera is gaming editor at Ars Technica. He's been playing a new video game called Catherine.
During the day, you play as this character named Vincent, who's kind of struggling with a girlfriend who wants him to settle down and focus on his career and pick up his apartment and have babies. As the game progresses, this beautiful blonde kind of falls into your bed, and she's a free spirit and everything you're looking for in a mate. So it's really kind of a game about growing up and becoming the sort of person you want to be while dealing with these two women. And then during the night, it turns into this crazy, nightmarish puzzle game where you're crawling up this tower of blocks and you have these monstrous, nightmarish visions of your insecurities trying to basically destroy you. I don't know if there's even a way to win. As the game moves on, you kind of seem to get the ending that the game thinks you deserve.
You make your bed, you have to sleep in it, even in the virtual world. A correction, on Friday's show, I said HTML5 was software. It's not. It's a coding language. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.